The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you I am a boat rocker.
We're boat rockers. If you want the fruit to fall, you're going to have to shake the tree, right, friends? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. Some of you guys are weirdos too, right? And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. They hate the truth. Facts are stubborn things, said John Adams, the second president of these United States. The voice to pro-murderers, they call themselves the choicers, wish to silence. By the way, for those that advocate pro-choice, you might want to understand Margaret Sanger. She's the one that said that one of the most merciful things that family can do with one of its infant members is to kill it. So for all you pro-choicers, just know who you're advocating, advancing, helping along through the word called choice. When Scripture says just the exact opposite, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, thou shalt not kill, so on and so forth. A little common sense, right? We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, I got about 4,000, well, maybe 2,000, 2,000 to 4,000 likes over the last week and a half, I believe. So if you'd like to check that page out, it's interesting. There's uploads, there's videos, there's letters of commendation, hate mail and the such. Now I bet you're going to go to it, right? You know, it's interesting. When you go to my website, friends, you got all these letters, all these referrals from people you know, from high school students, college professors, famous people, actors, actresses, whatever the case might be. If you just go on there, it's all letters of recommendation. So 99% of what we do, people love it, of course, because they love knowing who they are and where they came from. So when you give them a knowledge of that truth, guess what? They get excited about it. And they say nice things about you. But when the media gets involved, all of a sudden they distort the whole message. That kind of reminds me of what Mark Twain said. He said, those that don't read the newspapers are uninformed. He said, those that read the newspapers are misinformed. How true that is. But I say back to what William Cullen Bryant said, truth crushed to the earth will rise again. But my point is this, friends, isn't it interesting that people spend more time on the squeaky wheel, the one thing that people say negative, which 99.9% of the time is untrue, but people go off the lie rather than what the facts are and the truths are. We'd rather hear from the one person that doesn't like something rather than 99 that totally love it. It's pretty bizarre. But anyways, you can see that stuff on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to my personal page, which is Bradley Dean. I got two of them, one fan page, and I have a personal page. That is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And friends, the phone lines are accessible. They are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we're in a pretty messed up world. We're in a fallen world, friends. And when you see what the state-run media is promulgating on a daily basis, there's really not a whole lot that you want to talk about because it's all negative. What's interesting about that, to counter the negative, friends, is you still have the freedom to do the right thing. Again, you still have the freedom to do the right thing, so there should be no excuses. There's 312 million of us dealing with a handful of corruption, corrupt individuals in government. So let's deal with them. Justice is the guardian of liberty, right? Folks, for those that didn't know, I'm also a commentator for about 37 to 38 outlets across the world, actually, quite a few in the United States, and we just got one picked up in South Africa yesterday and the day before. So we appreciate you guys over there. We are broadcasting live in 52 countries, 53 including the United States, and several affiliates within the United States of America. So again, if you'd like to check out WND, we just got a referral back from a reader. He said, regarding your article, oh, actually, this one's with News with Views, not WorldNet Daily, sorry about that, about emulating our forefathers. He said, I agree, the most basic principles this nation was founded upon have been thoroughly ignored, rejected, mocked, and deemed subversive by the Obama administration. I speak of principles that said no man is above the law and all men are created equal before the law and under the law. Of course they are, my friend. That government is limited and well-defined, not to mention all the original 10 amendments enumerated in the Bill of Rights. He goes on, we suffer a socialist imperial tyranny disrespecting and violating the United States Constitution and Jesus Christ's ministers at every turn, only because it's tolerated, though, my friend. The United States Constitution is treated like silly putty in the district of criminals. True that. He goes on, for truth, justice, and liberty in Christ's love, David McElroy. Alamo Gordo, New Mexico. Appreciate that. Got another one here from, I'm pulling it up, just hang on a second, friends. This is a real short one. And she said, let's see here, Dynamite article, keep it up and thanks. Dynamite article, keep it up, thanks, on the topic of commentary, it's time to emulate our fathers. Emulate. Copy. Walk in their footsteps, friends. Again, that was News with Views. So we appreciate your response, friends. That's a handful. Did a couple interviews this morning. We were supposed to be on James Dobson's branch ministry, which is called Dove Ministries as well. You can catch us next week. We'll be on live. Well, we were going to Skype it, but you can see it live with James Dobson's ministry over there. And I did another one. I believe it was in Pensacola, Florida this morning. And I'm going to be doing another interview today with James Garrow in the Bronx. And just a couple hours here. So, friends, if you'd like to check that out as well, James has become a new friend of ours. What we did know about James, James, if you are listening right now, it's pretty cool to know that my new friend was a Nobel Peace Prize candidate. That's pretty cool business. How many people can say that? Except the MLK Juniors of the world. By the way, it used to have credibility, and I believe with James Garrow, it does have credibility. But when you know that Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal that sits in the White House today, when he receives the Nobel Peace Prize, you know that there's no longer any credibility whatsoever into that institution. So it's time to say goodbye. Doesn't matter anymore. They're all valid. The folks, they're accolading each other. They're meriting one another. There's no honor. And it wasn't it Jesus that actually rebuked the Pharisees? He said, you love to honor one another. But Jesus came to establish God's righteousness through the cross of Jesus Christ. And in the process of that, he said, listen, I'm not seeking my own righteousness. I'm seeking the righteousness of the Father. And by the way, that is what a real Nobel Peace Prize winner is, about establishing peace throughout the world, but doing it the right way by bearing the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, he said, there are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here below. Let me say it again. There are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here below. And let me say to the patriots, patriot means to uphold dying laws. So when you call yourself a patriot, you better keep in mind that that name is blood bought, my friends. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there's a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, right before the break, I had told you what the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, rightly said. He said, there are no crown wearers in heaven who are not cross bearers here below. And I thought it was interesting because I know that when the professed church in America talks about the love of God, it is about, it, folks, they equate it to man's fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature. And it's a sacrificial love. And what I want you to hear is a love story. And I'm not saying this to be cheesy, friends. You guys know, those that listen to me on a daily basis, I'm not a cheesy kind of guy. So I don't want to get cheesy, but I do want to go to the heart. And so here's my love story for the American people. All of the apostles were insulted by the enemies of their master. They were called to bear the doctrines of Christ with their blood, and nobly they did. See, that's what a patriot is in the natural, friends. Did you know that Matthew suffered martyrdom by the slain and being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia? Wow, what kind of a gospel was he preaching? You got to ask yourself that. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. I'm giving you God's love story, friends. I'm showing you his sacrificial love. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and was afterward banished to Patmos, where he died of old age. Talking about love, man. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. Talking about God's love story in demonstration. Remember, I always say at the end of the radio program, friends, we're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and truth. Is this not the demonstration of their love? Absolutely it was. And it still is. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward. You know why he wanted to be crucified upside down, friends? Because he said he wasn't worthy to be crucified as his Lord was. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with the fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. Wow. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. He was stoned, friends. They say it takes 13 to 18 minutes for someone to die during a stoning. Barnabas of the Gentiles, the non-Jews, was stoned to death at Salamina. Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the emperor Nero. We're talking about real love here, friends. Talking about the love story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Understanding what love is. It's all a demonstration, friends. It's nothing outside of a demonstration. The greatest love story known to mankind is God on sending his son, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Notice the cross was in the mix. Talking about God's love story to the people across the globe, my friends. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. It's interesting that Jesus Christ himself was betrayed with a kiss. And yet the people in this country want their pastors to kiss them all the way to hell. Oh, and let me tell you something, friends. Jesus loves those that are in hell too. They had the opportunity to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Charles Spurgeon again comes to my aid when he was talking about what real love was. He said, "Hold on you then, dear friends, to the words of Christ, even though you do not always understand them. I must also remind you that every word of threatening that Jesus Christ has spoken is true. Oh, that we could have seen his face and have heard the very tones of his voice. There must have been some inexpressible sweetness and an ineffable tenderness about the speech of Jesus Christ incarnate. All those who heard him speak knew that he loved them. Of course he did. And the publicans and the sinners, the poor offcasts, those who were scouted by everybody else, drew near to him because they felt that their sympathy towards them and that great heart of his were by his spirit. Yet, did you ever notice, you must have noticed, did you ever notice, friends, the tones of Jesus Christ to those that he warned? It was Jesus who spoke of the worm that never dies and the fire that shall never be quenched. It was Jesus who spoke of destroying both body and soul in hell. It was he who said many of the most terrible things about future punishment that ever were uttered, such as a parable of the rich man who died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and he said, "Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger into the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Spurgeon said, "When you hear men tone down the threatenings of scriptures, do not believe that love suggests such a course of action. It is often the proof of true love that it can speak harsh things." Now today what they do, friends, they have taught you, they have dummied you down to believe that someone offends you, you can just go get an attorney and sue them for slander or defamation, for telling you the truth, hard things about yourself, because you hurt their feelings. If a man comes and tells you very pleasant things about yourself, beware of him. He is not your friend. But the man who can warn you, who can point out your fault and your folly, who can run the risk of losing your esteem by indicating your danger, that is the one who has a sincere affection for you, and a wise man will choose such a friend as that. Whatever anyone might think or say, there is not a terrible word that fell from the Savior's lips which will not be affected by your likes or your dislikes. He that believeth not shall be damned. Some call this a hard saying. It is true. However, Christ would not have said it It must have been some sort of mental crucifixion to Christ to speak as he did about the terrors of the world to come, and be ye sure that they are not less awful than he described, not less horrible than he depicted them. So whatever any man may say, by toning down his threatenings, reject their falsehoods, for heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of Christ shall endure forever. The words of Christ shall endure forever. Friends, know who your friends are is really what it comes down to. Know who your friends are. I'm going to expound on this in just a minute. We got Chris calling from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley here.
Hey, what's up, Bradley? Bring it down, brother.
Yes, what is up, my friend?
Amen. Dude, your message yesterday, I just felt the Holy Ghost, man, the Holy Spirit, the power, the anointing, just through the message, man. It was amazing. I recorded it and listened to it again this morning. It was better than a freaking large, big gulp of espresso. Amazing, man. Really, truly amazing.
I think the bottom line here is, my friend, is people need to understand why the love of many waxeth cold, because there are many that are called Christians. They call themselves Christians, but they don't understand that those that name the name of Christ are to depart from lawlessness. And to fulfill the law is the end of the law in love only. And what people do is they equate love, biblical love, with hate. As a matter of fact, they said of Christ that, listen, why are you reproaching us? Why are you throwing these hard sayings on us? Hey, we be Abraham's seed. And Jesus looked at him and said, hey, which one of you convinceth me of sin? And then he would look at them and he'd say, my word has no place in you. Why is it that you don't understand my speech? Because the Holy Ghost, when you're born of the Spirit of God, John 3:3, you all of a sudden begin to hear things that you didn't hear before. And this is why the world gets messed up, Chris, is because they don't know who the Holy Ghost is. And that's all you have told me is what the Holy Ghost did with you yesterday. And yet the Bible says that you're supposed to find your faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God and not in man. So Bradley stands back and says, praise God, Chris. I appreciate the call.
Sure, praise God.
Thanks. Amen. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. I heard it's really, yeah, thank you, Chris. I heard it's really hot in Florida right now. I heard it's like 90-some degrees out, and you guys got storms going all over the place.
Yeah, I'm actually outside taking a break at work. I got to give you a call. Looks like it's going to start raining in a minute.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, Chris, I do appreciate you, my friend, and I do thank you for taking time out of your day with your fiance. By the way, did you get married yet?
No.
Am I invited?
Yeah. No one's supposed to come down to Florida, right?
So, well, that'll give us an excuse to come, but I'll be there. You invite us, we'll be there, okay, my friend? Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Scripture tells us, my friends, that the love of many will wax cold in the latter days. Why? Because they're workers of iniquity. They call themselves Christians, yet when you bring it back to Scripture, Jesus is the one, through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the resurrected one, to inspire men to tell us that let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Matter of fact, those that will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out devils? Have we not raised the dead? So on and so forth. And the Lord will turn and look at them and say, yes, hey. He's going to say, yeah, you did all those things, but depart from you workers of lawlessness. You didn't fulfill the law by showing your love. You know, back in the 70s, the church began to teach people throughout the United States of America that love and law were separate. God gave his law because he loves, friends. And this is the commandment. Folks, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. It says in the New Testament, in the book of 1 John. Christ didn't come to abrogate, he came to fulfill by demonstrating what real love is. But because of that, the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now let it will allow let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and he shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. And the Bible says that when we look at this man, we can see trickles of this through tyranny, through tyrants, through despots, through monarchies, and the such. They lead through all deceivableness with unrighteousness and in them that perish. And folks, the only reason they reign is because you love not the truth, that you might be saved. And God said because of that, he said, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should be believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. How is it that 312 million people complain about a corrupt administration? Folks, gratitude leads to holiness. Thankfulness in the natural leads to the magnification of the laws which hundreds of thousands of men, women fought, bled, and died to give us. Not to allow an administration to desecrate what they fought, bled, and died to give us. You see how that works? Gratitude towards God leads towards holiness. I do the things because I'm so thankful for what God did through His Son, Jesus Christ, that I do nothing but magnify and honor to the best of my ability, obeying that form of doctrine from my heart, only to see God glorified by a work of the Holy Ghost through me. That is grace. When we look in Scripture talking about God's love story to His people, why was it that David was hated for his love? He said, "They rewarded me evil for good," in Psalm 109:5. David wasn't going around trying to give everybody a hard time. He was establishing judgment to bring forth a light to the nations, Isaiah 51. He was liberating people through the magnification of God's law unto judgments. See, and that's what the American people have failed to do. And then America wonders why they have to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, which you don't. It's policy. Matter of fact, if you were to bring the law in and sweep away all policy, you're going to see that the 10 commandments are still there. If you don't want to listen to man's 10,000 commandments, then simply obey God's 10 commandments. So David was hated for his love. Jesus, he said, "These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." What? This isn't the Jesus Christ of the American gospel. Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." He said, "If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." And if you pull down just a little bit on John 15, Cambridge, King James Version, friends, you can see that they hated him and his father because he exposed their sin. Which only the Holy Ghost can do that. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. But let's keep in mind that God is love. Every time Jesus rebuked the Pharisees, God is love. When he was showing compassion to the poor, when he healed those that were, according to man, they needed a miracle, Jesus was there. That was love. When he fed the poor, that was love. Everything God is love. But we got to keep, folks, love isn't just on one side of the spectrum. A false balance is an abomination unto the Lord. As a matter of fact, when you look in the book of Matthew 23, he rebuked the Pharisees for overlooking the judgment of God. They talked much of love. Well, they lived lawless lifestyles, but they didn't fulfill the law with their love. 1 Corinthians 13, everybody loves to talk about love in this emotional love, in this fallen state. Their love is found in their carnal man. They're still alive to their sins. That's why they protect their emotions. They haven't gone to the cross. 1 Corinthians 13 says, "Rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness, but rejoiceth in the truth." 2 Corinthians 6, "Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God," listen to this, "in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in torments, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by longsuffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned." Not a counterfeit love. You know what? Christianity today, when they go through trials and tribulations, you know what the American gospel teaches? The American pulpit that allots and allows homosexuality and allots and advocates through their inactions abortion on demand. They call it the devil when you act out Scripture by the Holy Ghost, friends. Yet Scripture says, confirming the souls of the disciples, that through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. In the book of Timothy, it says, even those that desire to live a godly life will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. 1 Timothy 1:5, "Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and a good conscience." Conscience means with knowledge. "And of faith unfeigned." There it is again, friends, unfeigned. Not a counterfeit faith. Why is there such a purity and a holiness? And why is there such a standard in biblical love? Because God sent His Son to die for your sins. Listen to this. "For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold money, from your vain conversation received by tradition, attached to old customs from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Look at the innocency of Christ crucified. he who was without sin. And yet he was the one sent by God to sacrifice himself to the reconciliation and for the redemption of mankind back unto himself. In the natural, I could go to Arlington Cemetery and I would say I would never, ever do anything in the natural man to offend what those men fought, bled, and died to give us. And because I'm so grateful, I'm going to get that Constitution and that Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights to make sure that I live for what they died for. Well, Scripture says the same thing, that we live unto Him who died for us. For Christ has also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that He might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And what is grace, friends? Ephesians 2. We're quickened by grace to those that were dead to the old man and alive to the new man. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And I'll tell you what, that holiness offends sinners to no end because they don't understand the heart of the gospel. They don't understand the pearl of the church, Christ crucified. I go on, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you and me, my friends, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Listen to this. Seeing you have purified your souls, I will do nothing within myself to offend God. Why? Because I see the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ, on Calvary. I see the bloodshed. I see the five wounds that the Puritans continuously warned us and told us to set our attentions there and study the five wounds. Seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit, and here it is again, unto unfeigned, not a counterfeit love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Lord, David said, order my steps in thy word that I might not offend you. Father, cleanse me from my secret faults. Cleanse me from my known faults. He was dependent upon the Holy Spirit. Create in me, God, a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Why? Because thy word I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Because you matter more to me than anything else does. And then he goes on. Love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, not of a carnal seed, but of a holy seed, of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Oh, don't shout me down, folks. Romans 12:9. Listen to this again. Let love be without dissimulation. A counterfeit fake love. A false love. You know, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they notice cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. That's America's version of love. Not to warn, but to let them destroy themselves. That's not always been the case, I'm told. A concern committee got together instead of putting up a warning sign so cars don't go over the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction any longer. You know what they did? They came up with a resolve. Let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. It's called bureaucracy. Hey, folks, love tells the truth. Prevention is better than cure. Let love be without dissimulation. Listen to what Scripture says in the New Testament. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. And then, friends, you wonder why you live in a society that's going to hell in a handbasket? Because you've thrown off your first love. Folks, the very throne of God is righteousness and judgment. He's known by the judgments that He's executed. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to give you a greater dose. You may call it molasses, but I love this topic. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a greater dose of God's love story towards you so you can understand who He is. Let's not separate, folks, who He is from who He's not. Bradley, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hey, Jake, the other guy with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm talking about God's love for his people. All the apostles were insulted by the enemies of their master. They were called to bear their doctrines of Christ with their blood, and nobly they did. Matthew again suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword at a distant city of Ethiopia. Where's the love? That is the love. Christ said, "Where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me." The resolve to America's dilemma, friends, is show the younger generation the price paid for their freedoms. And who sets men free? Thank you. If I was in a black shirt, they'd say, the Lord did. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus did. I'd say, amen. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. How much does God love you? Ask his son. Look to the demonstration of the cross. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. John was put in a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner after he was banished to Patmos, where he died of old age. Peter was crucified in Rome with his head downward because he said he was not worthy to be crucified upward. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. Oh, but my feelings are hurt. We need to spend time. I thought this was about the people. I thought this was about seeking and saving that which is lost. I didn't know that this was about your feelings. Can you imagine all these guys sitting around saying, "Hey, you know, I didn't like the way he said that. I didn't like the way he said that, man." It's been years and years and years talking about how your feelings were hurt. Oh, it's prominent in America to their shame. James the Greater was beheaded in Jerusalem. James the Less was thrown from a lofty pinnacle of the temple, stoned and beaten to death with a fuller's club while praying for his persecutors. I would say, friends, that's having a bad day. I would say that's having a bad day. Bartholomew was cruelly beaten and crucified. Andrew was bound to a cross where he preached to his persecutors until he died. Thomas was run through the body with a spear in the East Indies. Jude was crucified at Edessa. Matthias was first stoned and then beheaded. Barnabas of the Gentiles, non-Jew, was stoned to death at Salonica. Paul, after various tortures and persecutions, was at length beheaded in Rome by the Emperor of Nero. It doesn't sound like God has a wonderful plan for these guys. What are you doing with the freedom that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you? In the spiritual, what are you doing with the blood that was shed for your spiritual liberty? Oh, there ain't nothing we can do. I'll tell you what, friends, if you ever want to get depressed, just go on Facebook and have a bunch of conservatives as your friends. A bunch of succumbers rather than a bunch of overcomers. And I don't tolerate it on my Facebook. Oh, Bradley, you're so absolute. Yep, you better bet your bottom dollar I'm absolute. The very scepter of the kingdom of heaven, friends, is to love righteousness and to hate iniquity, lawlessness. See, we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion, not by party. Leviticus 19:17, let me go back, friends. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not allow sin upon him. In other words, when you see him violating... Hey, folks, by the way, when people say they're these criminals, as you call them, the left, when they say, you know what, I'm offended by what he said, you know what? Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. So it shows you backwards judgment to the full degree. They're upside down, friends. And I'm setting love today right side up. We're not to allow sin to be upon our brothers. That's love. Oh, when we look in Ezekiel 33, he says, Son of man, I have set thee a watchman under the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Why? Because you said nothing to them. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do turn from his ways, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. See, you don't have to save their soul, friends. You just need to open your mouth. You know, I had a preacher one time say this, preach the gospel to the whole world, and if you have to, use words. Well, that's not true, but I understood what he was saying. We're written epistles for all men to read. Be a walking Bible, Spurgeon said. Be a walking Bible. Let everybody see your Christianity. We're windows for the world to see our Christ. We're ambassadors of reconciliation to mankind through the truth, not through compromise. 2 Chronicles 19, listen to this. And what cause soever shall come to you of your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, listen carefully. You shall even warn them that they trespass not against your brother, but against the Lord. And so wrath come upon you and upon your brethren, this do, and you shall not trespass. And folks, I don't want to hear about, you know, some people just don't always need it like that. That's true. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. I get that. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. But in America, we have licentiousness, not grace. We think that we have a license to go ahead and do whatever we want to do because the grace of God, it is. You know, the grace is. And we think we can go out and live like the devil our whole lives, and then when we die, we're going to stand up in front of God, and he can't wait for us to get there. Let me tell you something, friends. What does grace do? The law came by Moses. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Did you see Jesus sin? Nope. What does real grace do? It empowers you. It imperfects you. To what? To grow up into him, who is the head of all principality and power and might and dominion. Christians are Christ-like, not devil-like. Oh, but Bradley, you're just so hard. Hey, to overlook judgment because of kindness is ridiculous, because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Oh, you know that guy? I know he just killed 15 people, but you know, we just gotta show him a little mercy. Who cares about the 15 people that were taken out? This is exactly the mentality that you're being taught on a daily basis through the state-run media. To show more compassion for the killer than the victims. And it shows you how backwards your love and understanding really is, if that's what you agree to. Well, that's way a little heavy on the mercy side rather than, no. It's a mercy to society to fulfill the law. Not abrogate or eradicate the law. No! Folks, let me tell you something. Love fulfills, it does not negate. Love fulfills, it does not negate. Back to the point of the love of many waxeth cold in the last days. Yep. Oh, because they love the pleasures of sin, but for a season. They hate the truth. They say they agree with the truth, but they stand in contradiction to it. They say they love Christ, but where's the cross? They want to dance around the cross. Hey, folks, they want the crown, but they don't want the thorns. They want to praise Jesus, but they don't want to serve Jesus. Where's the love? You know, I was thinking right during the break, friends, that I remember I was going to a prosperity church years ago, and I'm still friends with the pastor, and he's an awesome, awesome guy. I love him. A weird spiritual love. I love him as a bro. Remember David and Jonathan? He loved him as his own soul. And I remember there was 400 people in this church, just to take it to an American analogy, because we're all babies in this country, friends. But we're so blessed. We're so blessed. There's about 400 people in this church, and I remember I just had a couple couches and a bed that I had to move. And I heard from these 400 people, oh, we love you, Bradley. I was a trophy when I first got into the church because I'm a long-haired rocker dude. Oh, we love you. Look at Jesus. Did he save them? He saved them. He saved them. Yes. Oh, look at this, man. Look at Bradley. He's now a Christian. He's no longer a hardcore Christian metal or a metal drummer anymore. Now he's serving Jesus. You know, and one day I just went to those people that love me so much and I asked for some help to move. And I could not find one person to help me move. But I did find the whole youth group more than willing to stand up and help me move. See, the younger generation's looking for that love too, friends. You want to know why the truth of the matter is, folks, why the love of many waxeth cold? Because man has forsaken the truth. And let me go back to real grace for a minute. And the book of Jude says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you, push you along in the call of God in your life, that you should earnestly contend for the faith. How much contention do you see in the body of Christ? You see none. You see them rolling over. It goes on, which was once delivered unto the saints, us. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Folks, we'll talk about this again tomorrow. Love you by what I do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. See ya!
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.